Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I probably did the most strenuous, stressful thing, physically demanding thing that I've ever done in my life yesterday. So I'm a guy that works out every single day. All right. So we can take that right off the table. All right. I challenge myself.
Every day?
I take one day off a week.
Only six, one? Yeah. 6 days?
Yeah. Look at this temple, man. Needs maintenance. I've done yoga also. Very, very strenuous at times, especially as I proved to you guys in studio this morning. I'm not real flexible.
Nope.
Also, way back in the day, before I was even living in Georgia, I did an inline skating marathon from Athens to Atlanta.
I can't believe you signed up for that.
It was for a team in training, Leukemia Society. It's a fundraiser. I skated from Athens to Atlanta up until yesterday. That is the most stressful thing and the most strenuous thing I have ever done. There's a new thing, and I'm not sure anybody in here can relate to it. I went to go get my eyes checked yesterday, and I started getting trained for contact lenses. Have you guys ever put in and taken out contact lenses before?
I have not.
Oh, my God. You talk about the most stressful, strenuous thing I have ever done. First of all, I don't like anybody freaking messing with my eyes at all, right? And the fact, the way that there is sort of, and everybody's a little bit different on how to get a contact lens in and out of your eye. I was in there. Thank God for my doctor who was so patient with me yesterday, and she went into overtime because I was there late. I could not get that thing in. I could not get that thing out. I still don't know exactly how to lift my upper lid and then pull down my lower lid and then get the contact lens in and then stick my finger in my eyeball and then squeeze the soft lens to get it out. I still have no idea how to do it.
Do you think she went home to her significant other and she was like, you will not believe I had the patient I had today?
Well, and I do think that she's a P1 also. I think I remember her telling me in the past, but if you have, I was hoping one of you guys in here would have had to go through that process. Before, because I said to her about midway, I'm like, you know what? I don't think we should do this because I know myself and I'm never going to be patient enough every single morning to put contact lenses in and out. And she said, she was like a little coach. Aww. She was a contact lens coach. You're doing great, sweetie. Nah, there are a lot of people that come in here and have it way worse. You're doing really, really great. No, I wasn't, man. Not at all.
I went through it too, Bert. The exact same thing. I had trepidation for years about getting contacts. My wife's had them forever. So, and I see how easy it is every day. And she's got the ones you throw away every day.
Yeah, that's the ones that they're training me on.
Yeah, she just pops in new ones every day. And life is great. And she can see. And then I'm over here and I got glasses. Remember the time? And I had multiple pairs of glasses. Remember the time I ate the donuts and I thought I was having a stroke after the show because I had on the wrong glasses and my vision was all blurry. That's been my life. So when I go to contacts, I was like, I'm finally going to try them, and I get them. And yeah, there is definitely some anxiety in putting those things in. But once you get the hang of it, it's like riding a bike. And I wore them for a minute, but I found with work, my glasses, I see better. And it's the same prescription. I don't know what it is, But with glasses, I just see better, so I don't wear the contacts anymore.
I don't know. I know I tried it years and years and years ago with hard lenses, and I specifically remember being so frustrated all these years ago that I literally hit a wall, and Stacey had to, like, calm me down.
Because you couldn't get your contact in?
No, man. I was so frustrated by it. So she said, look, this is going to take a lot of practice and a lot of patience. You just got to chill out. And she could see my anxiety level. And also the history of people telling me that sometimes a contact lens will shift its way around your eyeball and you have to massage it out of the corners of your eyes has me really freaking out. But when I walked out of there, I sincerely couldn't do anything the rest of the day. I was so stressed out.
Abby, I can't wait to hear if you feel the same way. So there's a woman who is feeling stuck in today's economy, and she's blaming it on her relationship status.
Oh, I totally feel her. Like, being single in this economy, it feels like a handicap.
So I saw this on at the Free Press on Instagram. And let's just say she is over it. She looks to be like in her mid-20s, and she is not having it. She is over it. And I just want to know if you agree with her take on her living situation.
I would love to be a stay-at-home mom. I would love to be a homemaker and a wife. I would love to be able to live on a homestead and go milk my cow and take the eggs out of the chicken coop and have one baby in the belly and on my hip and another toddler coming behind me. That's like my dream, but I can't that, because the way the economy is set up is I'm forced to work. I'm forced to get an education, a higher education, a college degree, in order to make enough money that I can be financially independent and afford my own home or my own rent or my own gas or my own groceries, my own insurance. And it's extremely difficult to do that. And it's very isolating as a woman when you have to do all of that all on your own, and you can't find somebody that you can outsource some of those chores and financial responsibilities like you would with a spouse. So no, being a single working woman absolutely sucks. It's the worst thing ever. I hate it. I would go back to the 1950s in a second just so I wouldn't have to deal with this.
1-855-BIRCHOW 855-237-8746 if you'd like to weigh in, agree or disagree.
I was actually talking to our business manager, Amy, yesterday, and we were complaining about something. She's like, what decade is it? And I'm like, I hope it's 1920s so I can get lobotomized. And I mean that satirically. Obviously, every decade has a series of issues, and obviously wouldn't want to go to the back to the 1950s for obvious reasons.
Yes.
However, that woman is mad at somebody, and I don't think it's the free market. Now, do I agree the cost of living nowadays is insane? I mean, my parents were talking to me when I was, you know, kind of talking about my finances and purchasing a home potentially. And they're like, I can't believe you seem like, I'm not, definitely not struggling, but they're like, when I was supporting a family of four when I was making what you were making. And I'm like, yeah, but that was 20 years ago and inflation is just completely different. I mean, gas is like $4 a gallon. I mean, rent is the cost of a mortgage. It's insane. So I get her frustration. And on top of that, having all of the costs that come along with being a single woman, of just beauty upkeep and just the day-to-day maintenance that it takes to exist as a woman. Like, yeah, I feel where she's coming. Do I want to milk a cow? Hell nah. But I understand the exasperation that she has of constantly just feeling the burden of capitalism as a single person. And that goes for men and women. But yeah, it can be really tiresome.
Yeah. So I listened to that, and I'm not going to worry about sounding harsh. It just sounds like she's mad she doesn't have a man.
Yeah. That's really what it is. And I think it's tough because I was talking to a friend about this, where we have all of these privileges that women have fought for because we need to be equals, and we have the same value as men. So we should absolutely have the same responsibilities and expectations. Like I'm with that from a logical perspective, but then there are sometimes you just want to get mad at Susan B. Anthony or whoever the heck. Because I'm like, you know what? It actually would be nice to stay home. It would be nice to have a little goat in my backyard and just have one responsibility, and that was to look pretty and push out a bunch of kids.
But you can. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So like, this is what like gets my goat. Feminism exists to create equality. And so you have the choice. You have the choice to be a stay-at-home mom, or you have the choice to work. Now, obviously, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom, then you're going to need a man to provide, and that's up to you to find. But if you that's your life and that's what you want, then kudos. Go for it. Find that man that's going to provide you the stability so you can be a stay-at-home. Now, I will say, you know, this is not black and white. There's a lot of nuance and gray here. Is it hard now to have like a one parent income? Yeah, it kind of is. And even if you have a two parent income, is it ridiculous like childcare? Yeah, like there's definitely issues and problems there. But on the whole, if we're just going like kind of like spitting black and white, I just want people to know feminism didn't exist to force you to work. That's not what feminism is about. Feminism is so you have the choice that if you want to go out there and be a boss lady and break that glass ceiling, by all means. But if you also want to stay home and bust your butt and take care of a house and kids, by all means, do that as well.
I think basically what she's mad at is the cost of getting to have that choice doesn't benefit the choice that she wants to have. Like 50 years ago, life was set up to benefit somebody like her that wants to have that life. Like all women were pretty much expected to only go to college to get your MRS degree and only, you know, work for a couple of years and then meet some dude. So guys were kind of on the same page. Whereas now, because men and women are so much more equal, it's harder to find that life if that's the choice that you want to make. So I think she's frustrated. Like some of us have girl bossed too close to the sun that she feels like it is harder for her to just jump into getting to have that stay at home life.
Hey, Rebecca, disagree or agree?
I agree. I agree. I worked really hard to get where I am in my career. And I'm one of those, I would consider myself a boss babe or whatever you call it. And I'm in my early 40s. And I'm exhausted. I wish that I could have done something different. I would love to be able to stay at home with my kids and have that time. But no, work is my life.
All right. Hey, Sherry, welcome to the Burt Show. Agree or disagree with what she said?
I disagree with what she said. I mean, honestly, part of the reason that we had feminist movements was also because we couldn't own property. And if you got divorced, you were struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't get a job. You couldn't. There were a lot of reasons that feminism occurred. And it wasn't just because you wanted to work. It's because you had to sometimes.
Gotcha. Thank you for calling in. It's one of those, I think the grass is just brown everywhere, Abby.
Oh, it's just exhausting. And I get it, girl. I'm right there with you. You know, we can have our cows one day, but for now, you've got to go pay that rent, pay that mortgage, and get your butt to your 9 to 5.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.